You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Sholly Pittman has more.
Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal early this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for child care, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era child care counts program winds down. There's also $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. And despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin or UW system would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. The bill also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million people would see an average cut of $180 per year. That's a popular idea. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts. The legislature's budget committee meets at 9 a.m. today to take up the package. The full state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. After that, Evers has 10 business days to act on the plan.
Investigators are still trying to find out what caused a Wisconsin Southern train to derail in Hartford yesterday. 19 cars and 3 engines overturned in Washington County. 3 crew members suffered minor injuries. Emergency teams worked to contain a diesel spill. Officials say there was no threat to the public and no evacuations were necessary. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. About 1.5 million people in the state will be hitting the road for the holiday, with most construction paused, but some projects will still be in progress. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and check the 511 website for real-time updates. A memorial for fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder continues to grow outside of the District 2 headquarters. That's where Corder served before being fatally shot on June 26th. Mourners have placed flowers, memorials, and blue line flags on a marked squad car. Officer Corder and his partner, both six-year veterans, were responding to a call about a person with a weapon when they were ambushed and shot multiple times. Corder died 3 days later from his injuries. His partner survived. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks are losing Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency. After 7 seasons, including 1 NBA championship, Brook Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a 2-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his 3-point shooting and leaves with the most blocked shots in franchise history, second only to Giannis Antetokounmpo. 3 other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a 2-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a 2-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a 2-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million. All 3 having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddy Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number 1 with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week 3, giving it a domestic total of just just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. During a recent appearance at Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel said he recently spoke with a Universal executive who asked him if they could do another Fast and Furious film, to which the actor said yes, but on three conditions. The conditions were to return the filming to production-starved L.A., embrace the purity of street racing once again, and to have his buddy Paul Walker make an appearance in the film. Walker passed away in 2013 after a high-speed car crash at just 40 years old. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's $50 million wedding was the talk of the weekend, but the talk wasn't all good. Charlize Theron spoke during her fifth annual African Outreach Project in L.A. and said to the crowd, "I think we might be the only people not invited to the most talked-about wedding," at which point the Mad Max Fury Road star said, "That's okay because they suck and we're cool." Two very different events, but a lot less collagen and steroids at Theron's event. It appears that Tom Cruise has saved his best stunts for last, or at least the last installment of what is supposed to be the Mission Impossible series finale, The Final Reckoning. Even though he broke his foot while shooting Mission Impossible Fallout, according to the Risky Business star, holding onto the wings of an airplane and flying around and dodging missiles underwater weren't even the most harrowing stunts from The Final Reckoning. The most punishment Cruise put his body through during filming was the burning parachute scene. If you haven't seen the film, yes, Cruise fell 6,000 feet with a parachute that was on fire and actually did the stunt for real, as usual. Cruise says every time he hit the ground, it was like a crash landing. Stunt coordinator Wade Eastwood says Cruise was so obsessed with getting the shot right, he actually hid the last burning parachute so they could not do the stunt again because he was worried about the actor's well-being, unlike the actual actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.